I never knew a love like this before. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
In fact, it is Ken Colburn, Michael, Chad, Adam. How many other people we got in here?
That's it right now.
It's all good. We're talking computers with you and yours. Lots of resources if you are... if you have a Windows-based operating system, you are having a problem with pop-ups, spyware, adware viruses.
Some kind of problem.
Lots of links on how to get with the various utilities that will help you out with that. And then on the line with us is Joe, who has a point that, you can avoid all of this stuff and the need to download all these things if you just basically checked off the Microsoft planet. Mm-hmm. And got into the Linux world, right, Joe?
That's correct.
So take me through the process for those that, obviously you are comfortable with technology. You have a very broad background. You understand this stuff, and you're not afraid of it.
Well, actually, I am just a user. I'm not a guru. I'm not a techie. I would call myself a cyber friend.
Mm-hmm.
But I just suggest to people, it's become so easy. There are now hundreds of different flavors of Linux, all of which are good and useful.
Yes.
And there's a great website, distrowatch.com, that has the latest information on all of them. And it's so easy. You can get a free Linux CD that you can pop into your computer, and it'll boot up Linux so you can play with it, experiment with it. It won't touch your hard drive, won't affect your computer in any way. And you can use Linux and see how great it is. And once you do, you can just click on an icon on the Linux system you're using, and it will install it on your system in most cases trouble-free. You don't have to touch a thing or do a thing.
It's that always that most cases caveat. But
yes.
Okay, now let's now, fear obviously is what's keeping a lot of people from doing what you did. Okay, the fear is not, obviously, first of all, you talk about Linux as if it was something. You have an understanding of what Linux is. A lot of people hear Linux and they don't really understand what it means.
It's an alternate operating system that is designed like Unix, which has been around a lot longer than Microsoft and is the most stable. The internet virtually runs on Linux.
True.
Most servers run Linux. Most major corporations, countries all over the world, are mandating a complete switch to get rid of Microsoft and replace it with Linux across the board. This has happened in...
Right, but let's not get into upper end, because that's not who's listening to the show.
I understand. So all I'm saying is that what this does is it gives the ordinary computer user a confidence in the stability, the security, and
right.
the reliability of it.
Okay, but that's not what I'm talking about, the fear. The fear of the unknown of, okay, I get this thing installed, then what do I do?
Mm-hmm.
How do I get, I want my Photoshop, I want my Word, I want all that. How do I, as a new Linux user, make sure that I can interface with my office and do all those things? How do I get to the point where I'm comfortable with those applications?
Well, there are a variety of options. One is just use the boot CD so that you can play with it, experiment with it, and leave your Microsoft system intact as long as it continues to run. And you can play with Linux until you get comfortable with it, because you can't play all of the games. There are many great games, but Linux is mostly designed for people who have work to do.
Okay, now who do I call when I have a problem?
Well, the local user group. There are user groups all over the world. Every city, there's one in Seattle, PLUG, the Phoenix Linux User Group.
Uh-huh.
And you can log on to their website, plug.org, I believe it is, or you can find it on Google, just the Phoenix Linux User Group. And you can pop a question in there, and you will get more answers than you could hope to use.
Well, again, I think people that are comfortable with forums and the internet and basically stepping out into... See, my understanding of the people that... obviously, I deal with thousands of these folks that we're talking to today. And about 90% of the conversation we just had is completely over their head.
Yeah.
I understand, but you know what? Walmart is selling computers with Linux pre-installed, so you don't even have to install it. You can buy a complete system with a complete Office suite on it for $199.
Now, what about if you're trying to go buy some software and it's not compatible? There's a lot of software out there. I want a game for my kid, Winnie the Pooh, learning the ABCs, and it's not compatible with Linux.
Of course. And it is a fact that not all software will run on Linux at this time, although it's improving
getting better.
Every
yeah, it's getting
day.
Better. Absolutely. Well, let's just, because we're going to run out of time, I want to make sure we kind of have a complete package here. Let's just say that if you're interested in pursuing that, I think Joe brought out a bunch of good points. If you want to, you've got a way to put a CD in your machine where the CD itself has everything you need to test this, so you don't have to actually install it. So,
correct.
What was the name of that website again?
Well, distrowatch.com.
Distrowatch.
D-I-S-T-R-O.
Right.
W-A-T-C-H.
So we'll put that in our follow-up newsletter for anybody that's interested. So we don't want to deter anybody from trying this because Linux is absolutely a fantastic operating system. The problem I have with making suggestions of this nature is there's no way to cover the A to Z part of this.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about getting people to completely change how they do their computing, completely change their mindset when it comes to support, completely change their mindset when it comes to buying software. That's a huge task. And you have to really think that through before you take the step, because I can tell you how many people that we've run into that have gone and done that cheap little machine at Walmart.
Miserable.
And yeah, their life was miserable for about 3 months, and they said, forget it. And they went back to a Windows-based operating system because of their comfort level and their support mechanisms and the interfacing.
Of course.
As bad as it is. So really what you're talking about is you did eliminate the problem that you identified with the spam and the hardware or the spyware and all those things.
That's right.
But then you've put yourself in another area. So what you did is you changed the set of issues that you had to deal with. You didn't solve, like, no matter what, I can do everything I want. What you've done is completely changed it. So if you go in with your eyes open and you understand what the consequences of making this change are, I think, just like what you've experienced, Joe, I think that a lot of people would be surprised that it is a very comfortable environment. How many machines do you have how many computers do you have in your life?
We have about 7 in our home.
And how many different operating systems do you have?
My wife runs XP, although she's about to give up on it with frustration.
All right.
Because it crashes all the time and locks up all the time.
Well, that's by design, though.
Yeah, I know it is. And I run, I have SCO Unix on one of my machines, and I have Linux on 4 others. I have Win98 on one for things like, so I can help people with, you know, their Windows problems. But I have always recommended to my friends, don't upgrade from Windows 98 to Windows XP, because all you do is increase your problem load.
Well, actually, as a person that actually has had to go through that process three bazillion times or something, if you're going to be in a Windows operating system, the upgrading an old Windows 98 machine to XP doesn't make sense. As far as upgrading the way traditionally most people upgrade, that is, sell or get rid of the old 98 machine, buy a new machine, it's got XP, that kind of an upgrade.
Yeah.
It is definitely a huge upgrade from the standpoint of compatibility, stability, and all that over 98. So my 2 cents on the Windows world, since we live in that area. But Joe, we appreciate all that great information, and hopefully that'll help somebody that's been thinking about it kind of make the move. We appreciate you chiming in.
Fun to talk to you.
All right, Joe, thanks.
Have a good day.
All right, bye-bye. Hey, we're open to all kinds of ideas. We want to hear it because it's really about what's going on in your world. But again, I think just based on the conversation, I think you can figure out if you're somebody that should consider taking Joe's advice or you should, like, go,
And you can always check it out, like he said, without doing anything. Yeah.
What did he say?
You're a retarded, what?
So you make the call. We'll include some of that stuff in our follow-up newsletter. All right. For Michael Valdivia, Chad, Adam, the Italian exchange students, for Brandon on vacation, the whole shot. This is Ken Colburn reminding you, as the data doctors always say, if it ain't broke,
don't fix it.
See y'all next week.
Hi, Phoenix. I'm Paris Burrell, president of Empire Glass. If you